selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives, along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out the yin-yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
It's cold outside. It's very cold outside, to the point where I didn't check the thermometer when I left this morning. And boy, was I in for a surprise.
Both teams didn't have school today.
Now, Peck did. Nature. Peck did.
They did?
Peck had school today.
Well, good for them.
As Hiram Reachin did not.
Yeah, it's going to give them an advantage.
We'll see. You never know. You know, but that cold bus ride may neutralize it. You never know.
That is true.
We'll see here. They're taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates here in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. And the Pirates of the Origin Black Caliber are 3-1 overall. Their only loss is to Waterford Our Lady of the Lakes down in Greater Detroit back in December 23rd, 45-58. Harbor Beach has not played a league game yet. Their first divisional game is next Friday. That's next Friday, January 16th at Marlette. Harbor Beach is coached by Ron Rubel, now 20-plus seasons as head coach. This season, the Harbor Beach Pirates score on average 58.5 points every time against an opponent, and they're giving up an average of 50.75 of a point a game. So by the numbers, the Swashbucklers of Sand Beach have a 7.75 point advantage overall. At home, Harbor Beach season's offensive production increased all the way up to 65 points in their two home games. Their defensive efforts go down in numbers slightly below the 50 mark to 49. So in the Orange and Black playing their home port, it's been so far a plus 16 point advantage. Harbor Beach is 2-0 at home in non-league games, defeating Croslex and Bad Axe. Now let's find out John Mooney's keys to a Harbor Beach victory.
Well, for Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they definitely utilize a balanced attack with 6'6" senior center Dalton Oakey and also a junior forward Jason Gaffke. Both are going to anchor the inside. You have juniors Cody Seaman, senior Austin Seltz, and I think one of the best ball players that has developed this year is a senior point guard, Josh Schelke. All three of them control the perimeter. Now, they're going to try to push the tempo, I believe. And I think ball distribution is going to be very important for the Pirates. They're going to try to avoid foul trouble, like I talked about earlier. And shot selection is going to be a huge key for Harbor Beach.
Much like their opponents tonight, also coined the Pirates, they start out their season 3-0 before falling in their fourth game also on the road. Being a member of the Greater Thumb Conference East Division, Harbor Beach has half of their 20-game schedule outside of divisional play, 7 of those against GTC West foes, and 3 out of conference, Croslex, Waterford Our Lady, and tonight's opponent, Peck. Harbor Beach will have 8 games under their belt before entering divisional play, which no one's complaining about after yet another extended football season.
Again, if you're looking for an Achilles heel, probably foul shooting. Harbor Beach is 32 for 64 at 50% clip. The one that probably needs to get to the foul line as much as he can is Cody Seaman, who's had an 80% foul shooting clip right now, and that's pretty doggone good.
The Pirates' tail, well, despite only a handful of practices with enough players to field the team in early December because of that extended football season, the Pirates of Harbor Beach came out firing. They started out 3-0 and scoring 61, 59, and 69 points, respectively. Then taking a page out of the Tom Izzo scheduling playbook, much like Peck, I will say, HB traveled south to take on Waterford Our Lady, who they just defeated on the gridiron 45 days prior. Needless to say, though, the Lakers of Our Lady needed no motivation hosting the Pirates. Harbor Beach fell short in that game, 45-58, back on December 23rd, their last game played until tonight. They're currently the Harbor Beach Pirates on a one-game losing streak, having lost to Our Lady this week. Has three games on the schedule for HB. Tonight, home against Peck, Wednesday at Vassar, and Friday, home against the USA Patriots.
If this is going to be a three-point shooting night, I think Harbor Beach is going to have the advantage on that. They take a lot more than Peck does. So, you know, it's going to be on the defenses. We're going to see what happens. If this is a two-point game where it's a track meet going up and down, I like the Harbor Beach's Pirates' chances, even though Peck has demonstrated that they are very adept on making their layups.
6 minutes before tipping off here from Harbor Beach on the WLAW Sports Network. Peck at Harbor Beach on the WLAW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops in the thumb of Michigan.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
WLEW Sports, home with the baseline every single Sunday throughout the basketball season. Started this past Sunday and all the way through the conclusion of the season. It's on Sports Radio 102.1, Sundays at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune discussing the week in basketball and taking a look to the week ahead in hardwood hoops in the thumb of Michigan. We got our head start last night on it. A little bit of a light material with a few games going on here and there. But we're excited for the future, but it should be a good time.
I think it's going to develop just nicely. We'll have more games to talk about as the season progresses, and maybe some patterns might even develop.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Predictions, presented by Clark Ramsey Productions. Transform your world and business with a media project by Clark Ramsey Productions. John Mooney, your thoughts from tonight.
Well, I do believe this is going to be a tough matchup, and usually a 10-point home court advantage is have to be factored in. But I just have a sneaking suspicion that since I really got to catch up with you, you're 1-0
right now. I'm 1-0, that's right.
Well, I'm going to call it Harbor Beach by 6.
Harbor Beach by 6,
yes,
all right. I have not thought about this at all.
That's why you went second.
I'll take the over. I'm going to say Harbor Reach by 8. And if it's 7?
If it's 7, we'll just, I get the win because I went first.
I'll give you the win. Las Vegas has Harbor Reach favored by 9.5 points.
Well, imagine that. This is going to be a toughie.
Well, we'll see.